I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Despite a federal lawsuit, issues continue to plague the Texas foster care system. Details released in the latest Court Monitor's report find disturbing conditions that children in state custody endure this year after being placed in unlicensed facilities. Children in unlicensed placements were at times given the wrong medication, while others went without their prescribed medications for days. Investigators found evidence of child-on-child sexual abuse. Some children ran away, and there's evidence that some communicated with sex traffickers. Untrained staff members restrained children as young as 7, and in one placement, a security guard handcuffed a child. The monitors also discovered that children with serious emotional disorders harmed themselves while in state custody, and some of them did not receive treatment. After dozens of facilities closed recently, the system lost hundreds of beds, especially ones meant for children with highly specialized needs. The court-appointed monitor's report detailed numerous accounts of children being harmed in these unlicensed facilities, which it said were often managed by overwhelmed and untrained staff. The University of Texas at San Antonio is taking heat from the UT System's Board of Regents for its recent decision to stop displaying the famous Come and Take It flag at football games after some in the university community argued the slogan has a racist history. Regents Chairman Kevin Eltife said in a statement last week that he was disappointed by the UTSA president's decision to end the 6-year-old tradition, which included unfurling an enormous flag with the slogan across the student section during the fourth quarter of the game and firing a cannon. UTSA started displaying the flag in 2011, the school's first football season, and it became an official tradition in 2016 to inspire fans and challenge opponents on the field. The origins of the flag, which includes the slogan and an image of a cannon under a star, stem from the Battle of Gonzales during the Texas Revolution in 1835. As the story goes, Mexican authorities loaned a small cannon to the town of Gonzales for protection from Native American tribes. When the Mexican troops asked for the cannon back, the people of Gonzales responded by raising a handmade flag with the words, "Come and take it." The flag has long been a symbol of Texas pride and has commonly been adopted by groups sending a message of defiance or protesting government overreach. Opponents of the tradition at UTSA raised concerns that versions of the motto were superimposed on Confederate flags and flown in the January 6 insurrection and had been co-opted by groups that express anti-Mexican and anti-immigrant sentiments. A large number of Texans have decided to skip their second dose of the 2-dose Moderna or Pfizer vaccines. 1.89 million people have missed their second dose as of September 6th, according to the Texas Department of State Health Services. More than 1 million of them are more than 90 days overdue for their second dose. That means that of those who received a first dose, 11% haven't gotten their second shot within the recommended time frame. Doctors are already fearful about Texas's lagging vaccination rate. As of September 11th, roughly 49% of Texans were fully vaccinated. Nationally, just under 54% are fully vaccinated. See some of MSNBC's biggest names at the Texas Tribune Festival. TribFest, happening virtually September 20th through the 25th, will feature a star-studded slate of MSNBC anchors and correspondents. Explore the entire TribFest program and grab tickets at tribfest.org. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by PepsiCo. PepsiCo is proud to introduce Pep Plus, our strategic end-to-end transformation with sustainability at the center of how we will create growth and value by inspiring positive change for the planet and people.